Hello, my name is Callie. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I'm not having a medical emergency.
Okay, are you calling to find a testing site?
No, ma'am. I live in Dallas County, and I went on the 21st of December to a shot clinic in Selma.
Okay.
It took me a number of days to get through that 566 number. I made 100 calls, which I did get through, and they took my information, said they would, the Dallas County Health Department would get in contact with me, but they never got in contact with me. So I finally called back after, you know, they went through their weekend off and Martin Luther King's holiday, and I got back to them on a Monday, and they said, go to Block Park on the 21st from 7 to 5. It would be a drive-through clinic. No ID needed. And when I went out there at 6 o'clock, somebody from the state health department come through there and said, you need to go to George Wallace Junior College. So I went to George Wallace Junior College, and when we went through the line out there, it didn't have to show an ID or nothing. It was 99% black and 1% white out there. Wasn't any whites from Selma out there, except two or three, you know, that bulldog enough to chase it down. And I just wondered what happened. How can that be, you know?
Yes, sir. Okay, so what's the question?
You didn't hear one word I said, did you?
No, yes, sir. I understood, but was there an issue with the vaccine, or?
Well, it's an issue because, you know what, nobody notified in Selma. I know it's a lot of old white people that live in Selma that's got insinuating circumstances the same as I do, medical conditions and everything, but wasn't any of them out there.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, it's impossible to find out when we're going to be able to get a booster shot or what kind of clinic they're doing anywhere, because, you know, nowhere over here you can get information from.
Yes, sir, I understand.
The health department let it fall through the cracks. You know, and Governor Ivey needs to do something to the health department, because I know they got money to do this stuff with over here.
Yes, sir.
It was a young group of people from the health department somewhere that come over here giving the shot. And I've received several inquiries from them, you know, if I'm doing okay and all that stuff, and I've answered them over the, you know, the phone to fill out the information and so they could check on me. I know they're doing their job. What I'm talking about is Selma didn't do their job to notify the citizens in Selma to get the shot.
Yes, sir, I understand.
And I don't know how I'm going to find out if I need a booster for Moderna or not. They said I did when I went in there. They gave me a card. I told them, well, Moderna hadn't said you needed a booster before, but the young lady that gave me the shot, she said she didn't know about a booster either, but that's what they're saying now.
Yes, sir.
There's no clear information anywhere about what needs to be done and when it's going to be done.
Okay. Did you want to file a report about it to the CDC?
If that's what I need to do, yes, ma'am, I'd like to.
Yes, sir. If you have a pen and paper or something to write it down, I can give you the phone number for it.
Okay. If you would.
Okay, just let me know whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be 800.
800.
232.
232.
46.
4-6.
3-6.
3-6.
And if you would like, I can also give you a website if you need more information or anything like that.
Okay, that would be good.
Yes, yeah, so it's going to be adph.org.
Okay.
Or you can do cdc.gov.
Okay, I've been on all those websites except the adph.org, but I'll try it and see if I got any information on there, anything. You know, I've been all over that stuff to try to figure out what's going on. And I know she's handling Montgomery well. What's happening, you know, somewhere like Dallas County, I do not know, because Dallas County does not have any directions at all. They had plenty of deputy sheriffs out there, and
yes,
they were doing their job. But, you know, it was just about above their head to keep everybody in line and straightened out there.
Yes, sir, I understand. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I guess not. I just need somebody to gripe at.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope we were able to help you today.
Thank you.
Thank you.